This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for tightened sanctions on Russia that would bar Russian commercial ships from ports and ban all Russian banks from doing business abroad. Zelensky spoke through an interpreter in an address to Greek Parliament Thursday.
While Russian troops block peaceful cities and deport our people, no Russian bank has the right to earn money in the world financial system. They need to be blocked.
Zelensky also called for more weapons to be sent from the West to Ukraine. Also Thursday, a spokesperson for President Zelensky said he will hold talks Friday in Kyiv with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Ukraine's foreign minister says by giving Ukraine what it needs, Ukrainians will do the fighting so no one else has to. This from Dmytro Kuleba, speaking in Brussels Thursday ahead of a meeting with NATO foreign ministers. He's dismissing the reluctance of some countries to fulfill Ukrainian requests for more weapons to fight Russian forces out of fears of being drawn into the conflict. The United Nations General Assembly will vote Thursday on a resolution to suspend Russia from the World Body's Human Rights Council over the allegations of atrocities in Bucha. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said earlier this week that Moscow's participation on the 47-member council is a farce. The European Parliament passed a symbolic vote Thursday demanding a total ban on all Russian energy imports into the EU as member states closed in on narrower sanctions against Russian coal. This is VOA News. A Turkish court ruled Thursday to